News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Interior Department's Inspector General determined the decision last summer to forcibly clear racial justice protesters from an area in front of the White House was not influenced by then-President Donald Trump's plan to stage a photo opportunity at that spot. The report says the crowd was cleared so a contractor could get started installing new fencing. Connecticut is the latest state to pass legislation allowing college athletes to make a profit from their names, images, and likenesses. A federal law governing how college athletes can earn money off their fame seems like a certainty at this point. On Capitol Hill, NCAA President Mark Emmert says students won't be employees.
Importantly, the proposal includes guardrails that would ensure that NIL payments are not a proxy for pay for play, that a national recruiting environment for college sports is maintained, and that students are not employees of their universities or their colleges.
The Division I Council meets later this month and could take action then. Florida Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings is running for the Senate in her home state next year. She released a video with her announcement.
There are some in Washington who prefer the same old tired ways of doing business. Too tired to fight the efforts to suppress the people's vote. They fall back to tired talking points and backward solutions.
The seat in the Senate Demings wants belongs to Republican Marco Rubio.
I've always known that my opponent for the Senate was going to be a far-left liberal Democrat. Today we just found out which one of them Chuck Schumer's picked.
The Senate is split 50 Democrats, 50 Republicans. The UK recorded its highest daily coronavirus cases since late February, suggesting the Delta variant is spreading widely across the country. A large proportion of the people in the UK infected are within the less vulnerable younger age groups, many of whom have not yet received a first dose of a vaccine. This is AP News. Haiti has perplexed experts with low numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths, but that has changed.
The few Haitian hospitals treating COVID cases have been so swamped in recent days that they report turning away patients, while plans to open another hospital to treat the infected have been delayed. Official figures remain relatively low for a nation of more than 11 million people. A total of 15,700 cases and more than 330 deaths have been reported since early last year. But experts are united in saying those figures miss a true scale of what they say is the largest spike in cases since the new coronavirus first landed. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Thousands of people are returning to Goma and a surrounding region in eastern Congo, hoping to find their homes still intact weeks after a volcano erupted, but fearing the worst. The government says those who lost their homes will remain in shelters in different regions, but the rest can go back to their houses. Ed Donahue, AP News.